4.
With a cashless society, there may not be much need for banks as we know them.
However, a lot of people like going to a bank to talk things over with a real person.
5.
With advances in medicine, people are living longer. More and more countries are facing an aging society. But these healthier people can work longer if they want to.
And what's more, with people working longer, economies will grow stronger.
6.
In a global village, countries have to learn to cooperate rather than compete with each other.
I don't know about that. Could you explain that again?
4. Tune in, Part B. 1.
There are lots of advantages to having a virtual office. It's easy to set up, for example.
I'm not sure I get it. Could you run that by me again?
2.
With a virtual office, there's no need to spend money on expensive rents and office furniture. The idea sounds great for office managers.
What do you mean by that?
3.
A cashless society means that all buying and selling is done electronically. There's no need to have a wallet full of bills and coins. It's very convenient.
But how is it convenient? Could you go over that once more?